This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining me this morning, as always, is great friend of Hope 103.2, Katrina Rowe, also the author of FromMouthsOfBabe.com. I'm going to get that right at some point. Good morning.
Thanks, Erica.
And Colette Smart, founder and director of Family Smart, child and adolescent psychologist.
Good morning.
That's a long title, Colette. Good morning. And I'm not going to embarrass him this time. Our lovely Aaron Wright from Breakfast.
Welcome. Lovely.
Lovely.
That's an improvement on last week, thank you.
I just said Aaron last week, but you all know who he is, so that's important. Now, today we're talking about, and I'm so glad you're here for this one, Aaron, the importance of dads. Like, we all know it, we all feel it, but we want to talk today about exactly what a great dad can do for a child's life. And Colette, I want to start with you. What's your impression on this?
Well, I think dads have a very different role to a mum and very different role when it comes to a daughter and a son. Mm. So let me kick it off with daughters. I think last week we spoke a bit about body image and celebrities and so on. And because we're in this culture that's so immersed in sexualized media and so on, our daughters are bombarded with this every day. And dads have got such a fantastic role in terms of being able to teach their daughters what women are worth, because dads will talk about women in front of their daughters. They will refer to what they see on the TV, their aunt, their grandmother, and so on. And the daughter will pick up what a dad values in women, whether it's outward appearance or inward qualities. She picks that all up and soaks it in when she's listening to dad. So I think dads have a fantastic role to play in building up a girl's self-esteem.
Absolutely. And what about for the boys?
Well, for boys, I think I feel quite sad in terms of, I think our culture is no longer a village. A lot of our families are very isolated, and I think we've lost a lot of that mentoring and role models. I always go on about this, but it's so vital. And I think boys need older men and other men in their families, but particularly the role that their dad plays. The same thing, the boys will just look at their dads. I've got two sons out of my three kids, and my sons just idolize dad. They almost become little miniature versions of my husband. They kind of walk the same, act the same, like the same things, and so they're soaking up what manhood means through my husband.
Absolutely. And Katrina, were you talking about your father before we were off here?
Yeah, Erica. I guess I looked at my relationship with my own dad for this, to try and see what were the issues for me. And I think there was two main issues. One is spending time together, and the other is children trying to earn their dad's approval. And I think they're related. So the first one was that, you know, when I was young, my dad was often busy. He often missed my birthday parties and school speech days. I was very fortunate that he was a farmer, so at least he was home at night and home often at lunch and that kind of thing. But it really came home when I got off on my first job and I was going to move up to far north Queensland. I was 21 years age. My dad dropped everything, took 5 days off work, came to Sydney and drove with me all the way from Sydney to Mackay.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was so powerful to me to say, I'm sending my little girl out into the world. I'm going to be there and make sure she's okay. Yeah. And the fact is, at my wedding, my dad told the same story, very long, drawn out and wildly inaccurate version of his story. But it was obviously special to him too. And so that made me think, well, it's never too late, is it? It's never too late to start doing that. I was 21 and it's made a lifelong impression. So it's never too late to make time. But the other thing is, and it's linked in with that, is that to do with approval. Mm. And I think I tried hard to earn my dad's approval by doing well at sport and getting good marks and playing cricket and things that he valued to him. But I remember when I got my HSC, I got a really good mark. I ran over to my dad's office to tell him, and he kissed me on the forehead and said, well done, I'm very proud of you. Yeah. And I wanted cartwheels. I wanted leapfrog. I wanted a big song and dance act, backflips. I thought, isn't this good enough for you? Why aren't you, you know, making more of a fuss over me? But with time, I realized that I would have got the same reaction if I'd gotten, you know, whatever mark I'd gotten, because he actually wanted me to know that I didn't have to strive to please him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, so, you know, be proud of your kids, give them good feedback, but don't smother them when they do well, because then they're going to think their love and approval is conditional on their performance and they'll keep striving to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So in hindsight now, I get why he did that. And I've since realized he loves me as I am and I don't have to be brilliant. I don't have to have a law degree.
Do you think possibly if he had communicated that to you, it would have helped a little rather than you waiting a few years to figure that out?
I don't really know. It's so long ago now that I can't really remember how long it took me to figure that out. Okay. But I guess I saw that he was proud of me and proud of my sisters. And and it just took me that while to realise that, yeah, I don't need to have a prize to make my dad proud of me.
And we have Aaron, obviously, with us today, father of four.
Yeah, wow.
Where do you feel your role? Obviously, and you've got three girls.
Three girls, one boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I tell my kids as often as I can, every day if I can, that I love them, proud of them, think they're great, spend as much time just hanging out as possible. It's funny you say about, Colette, about boys, you know, mimicking their fathers and stuff. We're making a cubby house over the Christmas break, and he got his toy drill at one point and was pretending to drill the wood and going, you know, like, because we're all straining, and that was sad. But it's very true. They watch everything you do. They comment on everything. So we're trying to keep that in mind. There's a lot of pressure to, to really want to be around. I want to listen to them. I want them to feel heard. I don't want to feel like I'm frustrating them, all those kind of things. But there's a side to this, though. I spend a lot of time with my kids. I'll pick them up after preschool and school. I often feel like people think I'm a weirdo. I feel medical professionals and stuff like that, they don't really particularly care what dad thinks in relation to my children. It's mum's more important.
Yep.
Mum's very important, absolutely, but dad's not looked in at all. If I offer an opinion, I'm kind of ignored or looked away from. It's like, what do you know? You're just a man, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's that kind of stuff. So there's this weird kind of thing that goes on, which is really frustrating and annoying as dads. And also there's a pressure there. Why aren't you stepping up more? Why don't you do stuff? But then when you do try, especially in these seemingly owned by women ideas and areas, I get sort of pushed away.
So there's mixed messages there for fathers in society.
Absolutely.
We want you, but we don't want you too much.
So, and a huge pressure. Why aren't you doing this? Or you're a bad dad if you do this, or you're a bad parent if you do this.
And we see that a lot in the media. On my pet hate is 2.5 men. Ugh. It's a prime example where you get the one father who's a totally sex-crazed maniac who can't think anything else, and then the other one who's just a buffhead, and the women have to make all the decisions. And so there's no real role model in that at all, and the media plays that all the time. I can't bear it.
I'm kind of say though, like, I think what Aaron said is very very interesting, because I know that my husband also looks after children a lot, and when he's out at a park and things, he said that people almost think you must be unemployed or something if you're hanging out with children in a park. But having said that, I think, you know, I mean, I actually have a great relationship with my dad, but the culture has changed so much. I mean, I'm 37, so, you know, it was more than 30 years ago that I was a kid, and dads were not expected to be hands-on with children except to play cricket or run the barbecue, and that's it. And I think that expectation now is almost gone so far the other way that dads feel like almost they can never do enough. They're doing so much.
Yeah. It's actually my husband's dream for me to work full-time so he can stay at home. Although he's often said he'd like that to be when they're both in school. I just don't think that's fair. But you make a great point, Aaron. And, so possibly that's... there's a culture shift again that needs to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's pressure on mums and dads as well. People are quick to say, oh, that's a bad parenting thing to do, or you should be doing that, or you're making your kids fat or whatever.
Yes.
But I guess it's this whole thing, as Katrina said last week, and it's just brilliant, having a parent, another parent, come up to you and say, you're coping really well, you're doing a great job, you know, your kids, that just means so much. That is golden, as opposed to, you know, why aren't your kids performing this well, or, you know, you're doing the wrong thing.
Or if you see a dad in a park, go and say to him, hey, mate, how's your day going?
Good on you.
And not having the pressure to be this perfect parent. And if you make mistakes as a parent, it's okay. Even I've said that to my kids. Honey, I'm really sorry. Mummy really lost it about that, and that was a bit over the top. And my kids are just beautiful. It's okay, Mom. And because we're human.
And just before we go, Colette, those mums that are doing it on their own, they don't have a male counterpart. They don't have the dad there. What advice could you give to them?
That's where I go back to my mentor and role model people that are around you. And I think even if women don't have a husband or somebody around them, maybe the father is really absent, you will usually have a father of your own who's the children's grandfather or an uncle or a male member of your church or someone that you could ask to mentor your children. They just need a good male role model in their lives. And I think mums need to actively seek that out.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks, Katrina, Colette, and Aaron. Again, words of wisdom. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.